there is a formula, since Penn State is a self-sustaining athletic department. Penn State does not take money from the university at all. What they bring in is what they spend. So there's a formula as to what you bring in. Nittany Lion Club, parking, tickets, attendance, right? Merchandise. Okay. Excuse me. I'm not up to TV yet. Bowl money, college football playoff money, Big Ten football championship game money. Big Ten basketball tournament money. NCAA tournament money. You know, men's basketball tournament, obviously. ESPN money. Fox money. CBS money, because remember, CBS does that basketball package with the Big Ten on Sundays, and they have the semifinals and the finals of the Big Ten tournament. And, of course, Big Ten network money. A critical part of the formula for Penn State, among all the elements I just talked about, is also having 7 home football games. You can go into all the alliances that you want to, but if it doesn't include Penn State having 7 home games, there is no way in heck Penn State say, hey, this is great, you know, we'll give up a game. No. You don't give up a game. You give up a game, you're hurting your entire athletic department by giving up a home game. So you can't do that. You can't keep making statements where you think everybody's stupid. I've had enough of this over the years. You can't just sit there and just, like, as I said, the worst thing that happens to these people that make these ridiculous garbage statements is that they say it sometimes to people who can read. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to research it. My apologies. I didn't mean to point out that Penn State plays on the road 9 consecutive years in the Big Ten to open. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to read the schedules. I wasn't supposed to. Sorry. I did. Didn't mean to point it out. Apologize. Not really.